This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with HMTB Corporation's Bill Brooks, PE, one of the country's leading aviation experts, who will discuss what airports of the future will provide for travelers, how new technology is influencing future airport design, and his work on the $1.8 billion new terminal at the beautiful Orlando International Airport. Mr. Brooks, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet, and the pleasure is ours without a question. Now, you've been an aviation professional for over 30 years, and for over 16 years you have served as the mayor of the city of Belle Isle in Florida. In addition, you've volunteered as a director to numerous charity boards. Can you tell us about some of the of your career highlights in your public and community services, just to kick things off here today?
Sure, thank you, Eric. You know, from a public and community service perspective, that's been a part of my family's DNA for generations, where my grandparents and parents were involved and elected in community service, and I was taught, like many, that, you know, to whom much has been given, much will be required. So I've tried to contribute to our community's involvement and our improvement and to society's well-being, and to basically just leaving things better than I found them. So certainly, you know, my community service as mayor and on these boards has been something that I've hopefully, you know, left things better than they are. But it's also been a benefit to me in business, opening many doors for me through the relationships I've developed with other leaders across the country and the state for those 16 years, and been very rewarding for me. Probably my biggest highlight as a mayor for those 16 years was starting a kindergarten through 12th grade charter school, which we focused on science and technology in my community. And so today we have 1,400 kids getting an A-rated school education, and that's been a great satisfaction for me personally. And in personal service to the Children's Tumor Foundation, I've been helping raise funds for research to try to find a cure for neurofibromatosis, which is a tumor disorder that affects over 2 million people worldwide that very few people have heard of. So, you know, it's given me a chance to get involved in the community and also try to help society. And professionally in aviation, just having a career in aviation is, frankly, a highlight in my life. I grew up with model airplanes and flying Cox planes around in circles, and once got in trouble as a 10-year-old for, quote, designing an airport with paint on my mom's attic floor upstairs. So she wasn't happy, but seriously, it's been my passion since a boyhood, and I'm extremely fortunate to now be project director on the largest new Greenfield Airport Terminal design project in the country here at Orlando International.
Thanks for sharing that. Certainly impressive what you've been able to accomplish, and we thank you for your service as well. What emerging trends do you foresee in aviation that are going to be most critical over the coming decade?
Well, certainly in the United States, with major airports reporting a critical need to invest over $75 billion in airport infrastructure improvements just over the next 5 years alone, finding a way toward funding those improvements is clearly going to be critical. And, of course, maintaining what we already have will continue to be a challenge. With the economy continuing to grow, the demand for air travel is also growing at rapid rates. So, in brief, airports will continue to have to find ways to increased non-airline revenue in order to keep the cost per in-plane passenger down for their airline partners. And we'll also need to see new policies at the federal level to give airports more flexibility for their funding to use passenger facility charges, general airport revenue bonds, and grants to accomplish the capital improvement programs they have. And most people don't know, but most all the major airports in the country don't use a single taxpayer dime of what people's taxes go toward. They're largely self-funded in this country. So funding is clearly one of those critical needs over the next decade. And second, I'd say the FAA and airports and the airline industry have been working for many years on what we call next gen of airspace and navigational operations and control. The successful implementation and rollout of the full capabilities of NextGen will allow aircraft to take off, land, and fly their routes much more efficiently and safely than they do today. So that's going to be critical over the next decade. And third, I think we'll continue to see airlines settle down. I think most of the big consolidations that were going to occur have occurred. We're going to see airlines continuing to upgauge their aircraft or essentially purchase larger aircraft, getting away from the smaller regional jets, and continue to see larger planes, more full flights that we all see today, where there are fewer seats available when we get on as the airlines continue to become more efficient. We won't see them buying multiple new smaller aircraft and fly with few seats filled just to gain market share like we saw before. So I think the airlines are getting more efficient. We'll get more efficient in the air, and we're going to have to get more efficient with our dollars.
Most certainly. And what innovations are being implemented at airports and particularly in terminals that will make the traveler experience more efficient and enjoyable?
Well, that is we could talk for a long time about what airports are doing in their terminals from a technology standpoint, certainly. I think before I get into technology, though, I think what the old saying in our industry is, if you've seen one airport, you've seen one airport. So what we hear from customers, and particularly in local communities, that, you know, an airport is an extension of their city, and they want that airport to reflect what we call in Orlando the Orlando experience. So airports are taking great pains to find those innovations and those elements of their community that they can fold into their airport, and particularly in their terminal, to make the traveler feel at home if they're from Orlando or from Seattle or San Diego or Los Angeles or wherever they're from, but also the guest traveler experience that feeling of that local region when they arrive. So in a technology perspective, certainly we're going to continue to see, from the security standpoint, much more sophisticated technology from reviewing customers who are coming onto the airport property, reviewing their habits, you know, their appearance, making sure that we've got a solid control on the federal level of security and the tools that they have at their disposal, as well as convenience. We're seeing improvements already in the TSA and Customs and Border Protection side for enhanced efficiency going through checkpoints. A couple of the airports with their airline partners have already implemented new checkpoints that the bins that we all put our briefcases and shoes in that go through security, they're now automatically returning to the beginning. So we don't have to have staff doing that. We don't have to wait on bins to get there. And we're pushing people through in a much more efficient manner with these new checkpoint types. The other part is Customs and Border Protection is making a shift, and this is not fully rolled out yet, but I think you're going to see customers have a much more efficient experience going through the international arrivals process and probably claiming their bags first before they go through the checkpoint process. And most of them will have already actually gone through the approval process while on their aircraft or in their originating city before they come to this country, so their paperwork will be much more quick coming through the checkpoint. Other things, mobile applications on your phones, mobile passport control. There's certainly technology there from a bag tag standpoint that folks will be able to have a permanent bag tag on their luggage that's got an embedded chip in it that identifies them and their location. There's a technology in many of the airports today and in cruise ports. It's expanding into all kinds of passenger terminals where you can check your bag at home, print your own bag tag, have a service pick it up, and you see it on the other end of your trip in your hotel room. So there's all kinds of technology that's going to make it much more efficient and enjoyable. And then I think the other innovations that airports, like most of our infrastructure in this country, are seeing an improvement in sustainability and environmental compatibility. Certainly at the airports that we're working, energy efficiency and certainly reduction of waste product is a high priority.
Today we're joined by HNTB Corporation's Bill Brooks, PE, one of the country's leading aviation experts here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need. For example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. DesignCrowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, what are some of the top features, Mr. Brooks, airport travelers really want to see airports adopt?
Well, clearly the top thing for travelers, and I'm sure you travel a good bit, is convenience and customer service. You know, keep it simple, keep it fast, get me through. I want to get to the other end of my trip. So anything that we can do in these airports that make it more convenient and more efficient and enjoyable for the customer is really what they want to see. When you see these customer satisfaction surveys, but both small, medium, and large airports, getting passengers in and out of the airport easily and efficiently is of utmost importance. So when we see improvements to things like check-in, you can check in on your phone, online, from home, not have to go through a ticket process when you get in the terminal, having certainly sufficient wireless internet access while you're in the terminal and even on the aircraft, so you can conduct your business and your personal life on your phone or your laptop. Getting in and out of a parking spot more quickly. Most airports are looking into technology that exists today to identify the available parking space closest to the elevators in the garage. When you pull in the garage, it'll tell you where the closest space is, so you can go straight to it and not have to roam around. Those kinds of improvements that, you know, the speed of baggage delivery, getting bags off the aircraft and into automated baggage handling systems so that you're not standing at the baggage claim belt for 15 minutes waiting for your baggage. Those kind of comfort in the airport terminals. A lot of folks have to check out early from their hotel, maybe not have a flight until late in the afternoon. They want to get to the airport, and they're going to hang out for a while, and that's great for airports too, because they're going to be spending money. So you want to have great concessions, great food, beverage, retail, and public art for people to enjoy. Certainly we're seeing a lot of the use of technology in terms of the terminal experience, where people come in and enjoy that feeling. Some airports are developing what we call aerotropolises, or airport cities, where there's certainly business opportunities, hotel opportunities, at Connectivity Central, essentially, where you have ground transportation, rail transportation, airport transportation, all in one major aerotropolis, where business and travel, both in the air and the ground and rail perspective, can all occur in one place. So that's going to be down the road, and some folks are starting to do that already and make plans for that. But anything that helps improve the travel experience and the speed and the comfort of that is what folks really want to see.
Without a question. Good information there. And how is new technology influencing the future design of airport terminals, and how can airports keep up with the pace of all these changes in the new and emerging technologies involved?
Well, certainly you're going to start to see the use of public-private partnerships and design, build, operate, maintain, and finance mechanisms for some of the larger systems in airports. As I mentioned, airport cities will have private operators of their hotels or of their cargo operation or of their screening of all the deliveries and supplies that come in and out of an airport. They're starting to see trends toward farming that out so that the airport itself doesn't have to utilize all of their resources on processes like that. From a technology standpoint, as I've mentioned several times, the self-bag tagging and check-in have become quite the new reality, where folks are getting now more adept at that. You know, right now, over 55% of travelers check in online, and half of those remaining are using the kiosks in the ticket lobby. So, you know, less than a quarter of the people are actually interacting with agents today. So airports do have to keep up with that technology, and what you're seeing in the design of terminals is the use of flooring systems and ceiling systems that allow raceways and places for the technology and the fiber and the connectivity, including wireless connectivity, to occur and be upgraded as technology changes. So, you know, biometric kiosks that will fast track the international arrivals, as I mentioned before, the luggage delivery straight to and from hotels, and then even simple things like things to do while you're waiting, movie theaters, keeping things current from a maintenance standpoint, where robotics are certainly starting to, you see them at home with robot vacuum cleaners. Well, you're going to see that in airports as well. Robotic wheelchairs that can take elderly travelers and passengers with disabilities out to their gates. Certainly robotic surveillance. We've all heard a lot about drones. Those are going to have their role in security in and around airports eventually. So the airport's responsibility is obviously to make the customer have a seamless experience from their arrival through their departure out the door and on that aircraft, and to make that as safe and efficient as they can. The federal government's responsibility is safety and security. So partnering with their airline partners, everyone's going to have to stay adept at what the industry is developing for their terminals to be more efficient and to stay as flexible as they can. That's the key, is the flexibility in the design, so that when we have these new flight check-in paradigm shifts or passenger security improvements, the focus on customs and border protection enhancements with both security and speed, and in the technology in the retail side. I mean, you can order the food you want when you're on your aircraft today and pick it up when you arrive in the airport food court. So technology is certainly going to continue to develop, and airports are going to continue to take great advantage of that to improve their efficiency and their bottom line.
Lastly, what are some key initiatives that Orlando International Airport is undertaking that will further improve and enhance the customer experience? I actually personally was there some 3 months ago, and like to hear more about that.
Well, this is a great opportunity in Orlando. It's been a fantastic airport for many, many years, and customers all have rated this airport as one of the top airports in the country from a customer experience standpoint. And we continue to seek input from the stakeholders and how to make this terminal building the next great generation of the Orlando experience. Some of the things that we're looking at include, obviously, I mentioned earlier, sustainability, and following the leadership and energy and efficient design lead version 4 to implement the sustainability guidelines that are found in that. So we'll definitely have energy efficiency working throughout the building, waste reduction, all types of things like that. You're going to see some major changes in Orlando's experience. We are really focusing on the direction that the Greater Orlando Aviation Authority has given us to produce with our partners at Fentress Architects a feel for the arrival experience to be that top priority. So when you step off that airplane, you immediately know I'm in Orlando in Central Florida. And you go through what we call the boulevard, so that the airside hub and the landside hub and all the way out to ground transportation You experience various elements of Orlando in the major public spaces that we're designing into the hub and the land side where your baggage and processing for customs, if you're an international traveler, will be. And the real innovative thing that I think stands out the most for the vision that Orlando has had for this terminal is to make every single gate what we call a swing gate, where it can be an international arrival or a domestic arrival or departure, depending on the need at the time. So that's one of the most important flexibility aspects of what we're doing in Orlando. And again, doing this very efficiently to keep the cost per passenger down at those lowest levels so the airline stakeholders can also benefit from what we're doing. It's going to be a fantastic terminal. We're looking at different ways to treat light and water and certainly the tropical atmosphere we have and make sure that the outside and inside reflect Central Florida in the design. So it's going to be a really enjoyable experience from a technological perspective, certainly the public art perspective, and the efficiency that the terminal operates in. We're going to implement some of the new technologies and baggage handling systems. Will be an opportunity for Customs and Border Protection to implement their new processes as well as TSA, putting those things we've talked about from a technology standpoint for the customer to do things simply and remotely as possible, the baggage facilities that they can pick up and drop off in their hotels. So it's going to be a state-of-the-art facility that takes the Orlando experience to the next level.
Certainly exciting information on the developments and what is ahead within the aviation industry as it pertains to the traveler experience as well as the work that's going on at the Orlando International Airport. Thanks for this solid information here. We really appreciate it. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about HNTB Corporation.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity. And certainly, folks want to go to our website. It's www.hntb.com.
Easy enough. Well, once again, Mr. Brooks, we thank you for your time and for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure.
We have been speaking with HNTB Corporation's Bill Brooks, PE, one of the country's leading aviation experts. And for more information, simply visit HNTB.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.